Now, when you ride Uber, they don't charge you by the mile. They charge you
Well,
by the
the
trip,
trip. Yeah, the
right?
trip.
Okay,
Right.
so.
So for example, like, so if you're in an Uber and you run into traffic, they don't charge you more for that. It's whatever the trip is. So if you're going from point A to point B and they quote you $30, it's $30 whether it takes you 10 minutes or 40 minutes.
Oh, see, that's why this story boggled my mind, because I-95 Monday shut down because I-95, it runs from pretty much New York all the way to Florida.
Right.
And it was dumped on by snow so fast near Maryland, it just shut down. And people were
Yeah.
snowed into their car.
Yeah, I'll tell you, as somebody who went to University of Maryland and spent a lot of time in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area, if there'd be a dusting of snow on the ground, like literally a dusting that in New York you wouldn't even notice, they would shut down everything. The schools would shut down. Everybody would be running to the supermarkets. It's like, wait, there's like literally a quarter of an inch. Yeah, but we don't have the structure for it. Everybody get
Yeah, they
inside.
don't.
Like, they would freak out the littlest bit of snow. So it was shocking that it actually dumped snow and people left their houses.
Well, it dumped snow when people were on the highway, and it snowed so hard, so fast, they got stuck on the highway and they couldn't go anywhere. So a guy was riding in an Uber when this happened, and he was stuck with the Uber driver,
Oh,
and then
God.
he gets a $600 bill. Because they were stuck,
No. San
yeah.
Francisco, right?
We had a flight that was going to go from San Francisco to Dulles, Richmond, and our Dulles to Richmond flight got canceled. So we had to get an Uber back to Richmond, which was originally going to be around $200.
Woof.
And then so we hopped right on the highway, and then literally the second we got on there, we were just stuck.
Well, and the Uber driver must not have known about this pileup either, right?
I guess not. I mean, he was from around there, but I thought it had been going on all day. That's what he said, so I didn't understand why, he hopped on, but what can you do about it?
Describe what you saw when you were in the car.
Snow.
I saw snow.
There was a lot of people just walking around, hanging out.
Hey,
A lot of the truckers
you
just
don't
went to
see
their
that
little
all
cab
the
and started sleeping. People were peeing all over,
time.
like in the middle of the
Oh,
road
that's
and stuff
funny.
like that. I mean,
They're writing their names in the
everybody's just
snow.
waiting. That's it.
How long were you stuck on the road for?
We were stuck from around 11:45 till probably 10 a.m.
Wow. So all night long, you're in the
Wow.
car with the Uber driver.
11:45 p.m. to 10 a.m. Like nine and a half
9 to
hours.
9 to 10 hours. Wow. Did you have stuff with you, like food, water, clothing?
We had like one little small water bottle that had a little bit of water left in it, but we didn't have any food or anything like that. And we hadn't eaten all day.
What would Cooper do?
That is why I travel with food all the time.
We just had like
I
a quick
always
breakfast.
have food on. You make fun of me, but I always have like a bag of food and snack bars and things. I always, there's never a time in my life I don't have like some almond butter and rice cakes and a bunch of granola bars. I always have food on me.
See, you would have
Like
been
you,
fine.
I would have been full.
Just in the morning, so we didn't have lunch
I'd
or
be like,
dinner.
I need a nap. I've been eating too much.
So we were really hungry.
So you finally did get home and you originally had a $200 bill, correct?
Yeah, we had a $200 bill, and I felt really bad for the Uber driver because he had spent so much time with us that I tipped him like $100. And then after that, then I saw the $400 added on charge, which I was very confused about.
Yeah, what was
What was
your
that?
reaction to seeing that pop up?
I mean, that's a lot of money. Of course, I was a little scared. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. They didn't mention anything about fares changing, or like I was checking my app when we were in the car, and it said the original fare price, so I was confused why they would put that on after the ride.
Yeah, so would you have to pay
No, he's a very nice guy. He's like, I was confused. I'd be like, I was fucking pissed.
it's not
I was calling my congressman, the Better Business Bureau, the head of Uber, Ashton Kutcher. Like, I would have been, because, he's one of the founders of Uber. I would have been just, I mean, all
Ashton.
over social media. Like, I'm telling you, you'd hear about it from space. The astronauts would be up there being like, boy, she's pissed. What happened there? I'm telling you, like, he's so nice, that guy. So what Uber has surge pricing. And surge pricing, you know about ahead of time. So it's during the highest, it's during rush hour. It's during major events like a concert, a snowstorm, but you know about it beforehand. So if it's snowing and you go to Uber, your normal $15 ride is now going to be $40 because of the weather. So you decide ahead of time, do I want to pay $40 instead of $15? Yeah, what the hell? I'm not getting anywhere, might as well. And then it's your choice. They can't then retroactively charge you. That's not legal. That's, I mean, that's more than price gouging. They quoted you a price, and then they just randomly tacked on another $400? No, I hope you fought it.
Yeah, for no reason.
No, I would have called my credit card company and said, I agreed to $200. I tipped the guy $100. That's it. I am not paying the full amount. And if they argue, I'm going to ask. And, you know, honestly, they should have said to him, listen, our driver shouldn't have taken that road and got you stuck. This ride's on us, is how they should have handled it, rather than charging him.
Yeah, it's not their fault, though, that it snowed. I mean, it's that shit that this happens.
Yeah, right. But they shouldn't charge. So they charge this guy for the snow? He's not in charge of the snow either.
I don't like none of it. Also in the news today, Peter Ngo is making news today.
Who?
Exactly. Peter Ngo. He was on WGN this morning, and if you don't know who he is, he's the inventor of Birds Aren't Real.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This again? No.
So he was on WGN this morning talking about Birds Aren't Real, and so he's on, I guess, the Zoom with the two people on WGN in Chicago today, and he's drinking a lot of water while he's on here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So are there people that find your account and think that it's real?
You know, I think there's a lot of people that find our social media accounts and see a different side of Gen Z in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gen Z is full of some amazing men, women, and children that are aiming for change.
Gen Z isn't full of children. What's he talking about?
You know, just what our movement's all about.
But it's more than just Gen Z.
Wait, here we go. He's drinking water again.
Oh, God.
He throws up everywhere. Live.
He threw up? Wait, he drank water and just threw up?
This went.
No. Get out.
For conspiracy theories, why?
Yeah, see, he is not helping the Birds Aren't Real cause here by throwing up on TV.
Right, by getting on TV and just vomiting everywhere. You know, he's stupid, so he's probably not vaccinated and has COVID, so.
No, I think he's smart. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He says birds aren't real.
Yeah, and that's the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission tweeted and said birds are real. So after they saw this, they said birds are. Nobody asked you, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. You don't know.
The Audubon Society, the people that are in charge of the birds, they say birds are real and told the guy to go see a doctor, both a mental health professional and somebody to help him with his food poisoning or COVID or whatever the hell's wrong with him. I don't know why he's vomiting on national television. Oh, that's so gross. I can't watch that over and over. It's so gross.
I love this guy.
But you know what? Now it's gross, but I also want that sound to now be the ringtone when you call.
Oh, it's Anthony on the phone. Hello.
Oh, it must be Anthony. And I like the, oh, I'm so sorry afterwards. I want all that for my ringtone.
Conspiracy theories, why?
Oh, is that Anthony on the phone?